Right, we are going to head to Conor Dyer. But Conor, before you ask your question, can we locate, if you're here, Mark O'Sullivan and Joe Dare of Age UK, just at the front here. So Colin will be on his way down to you. Just keep your hands up so Colin can find you. He's got a long journey down the road.
I should tell the audience that Conor is, in fact, the island's youth MP.
So, as youth MP for the Isle of Wight, I'd like to ask, how will you support young people on the island to get work and valuable job experience?
OK, so, ladies and gentlemen, how will you support young people in getting valuable work experience and ending up with a job? This time we're going to start with Andrew Turner for the Conservatives.
Well, the fact is, it is working now. There are more jobs available, both for ordinary, both for youngsters and the whole of the workforce. They are getting jobs, they are finding jobs, and they're getting jobs to show for them what's happening. So we are doing it now. We don't have to get it. We're there.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Next to answer is for UKIP, Ian McKee.
I support the establishment and development of enterprise zones on the island so we can encourage new and fledgling businesses here to the island with some form of tax protection that we can afford so that they can thrive and open up opportunities for our young people.
Thank you very much.
Ian Stevens, you're next.
Thank you. I've already tried for enterprise zones. Unfortunately, we have authorities over on the other side of the Solent that suddenly decide that we shouldn't have enterprise zones. This is the big problem. We're an island. We've got to fight as an island. We've got to fight for an island deal, and we've got to make sure that we get the enterprise zones. You remember assisted area status for the Isle of Wight? Yeah, it starts at Shanklin and ends up at Yarmouth. Doesn't quite reach Totland and Freshwater and doesn't definitely meet Ventnor. So bear that in mind, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to drive that back through central government, and we've got to make sure that we get assisted area status, one, enterprise zones, two. Do you know, Gosport Borough Council wouldn't allow me to actually extend the enterprise zone at HMS Daedalus across the Solent to East Cowes. That's how good they are, and that's and to be quite honest, that was buttered along by Ferrum Borough Council leader, who happens to be a Conservative. So he must think that we're doing all right as well, but we're not.
Thank you, Ian. David Goodall, what's your take on this?
Yeah, well, there's been, I think the latest figures are just over 7,000 apprentices actually have been created on the island in the last 5 years. And that, as an ex-apprentice from Plessies, or BAE is now, I think that's definitely a good thing to go to people to get apprenticeships. And education in general, trying to improve it on the island, because that is obviously a problem. And it would help if all the teachers in the schools were qualified. So getting qualified teachers in all the schools in every class would be a good idea. And that's also been a problem. It's been taken over by Hampshire. Yes, quite correct. Because it's not been up to it here. The second thing to do is to look at travel for people between the ages of 16 and 19. And we would like to introduce a travel discount card of up to 2/3 off for students. And I've talked to the ferry companies about this, and they'd be willing to join in such a scheme. Whether we give 2/3 or not, I don't know, but that would also help. And the third...
David Goodall, that's your minute. Thank you very much indeed for the Liberal Democrats. Next up is Vic Slouthian for the Green Party.
Thank you for that question, Connor. I work with young people. I teach at the college. I work with people who are applying for university and also people who want to look at an apprenticeship. And the Green Party would like to increase the funding for apprenticeships by 30% and make sure that all 18 to 25-year-olds who qualify and want one would be able to have one. There's a lot of developments going on at the college. You may have seen the huge big pink building that's become up and almost finished now on the outside, which is a STEM building, science, technology, engineering and maths, and the composite development at Whippingham. So you can build on this with a Green MP who would emphasise on renewable technologies and manufacturing and actually create a vision and identity for our jobs on the island.
Vic Slouthian for the Greens. Thank you very much indeed. Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you for the question, Connor. The very start of the work ladder for people like you and of your age is in the education system, which is quite woeful in the island. We need to get the education system correct on the island, and we need to arm our young people with the correct ammunition to go forward into the workplace, whether they want to stay on the island, and not very many do, or whether they want to go to the mainland and work and maybe return later days. So the Labour government would really like to introduce, or is going to introduce, something called technical baccalaureates. Not every young person wants to go on to university. Some of them want to do technical qualifications as well, and we must let them do that if that's the way that they want to move forward. There are various ways of doing this, but everything is going to have to start in education. We don't want something like Andrew's government and David's government calls shelf stackers and B&Q apprenticeships. They are not apprenticeships. I went through an apprenticeship which lasted 5 years, for goodness sake. An apprenticeship should be a meaningful and real thing that leads to a proper job.
Stuart Blackmore for Labour. Last of our 1 minute interrupteds there as we started with Andrew. So, Connor, we've got a follow up question, by the way, which we'll take off Twitter in a second. But first off, Connor, has your question been answered?
Well, I'm happy to hear that the parties have a sort of clear sense of where they want to go, like how they want to get young people involved, things like enterprising stuff. That sounds pretty good. But I'm not going to be able to vote, but just wanting to say that the views and opinions of young people should always be taken into account. And if you have, like, kids or young people that you know, you should be listening out to parties that have something that they're going to be able to give for young people. But, yeah, I think the question was answered pretty well.
All right, Connor, thank you. So we've talked a little bit about getting young people into work and work experience, but we've had a comment from Alex Halsey.
Yes, Alex is asking, and apologies, I don't know if Alex is a girl or a boy, but Alex is asking, what would your party do to attract young people to return to the island?
We won't do a minute here, by the way, so just feel free to answer at your pace.
Getting back to my idea of the enterprise zones, to bring over start-up and fledgling businesses and give them the infrastructural support that they require.
Thank you. Ian?
Exactly what we need is to make sure that we have worthwhile job opportunity here. And BAE Systems, average age is about 55, 56 years of age, and so is GKN. Now, what we've got to do is make sure that we have trained and qualified apprenticeship schemes and take these people forward, these young people forward, to fill these jobs. Otherwise, GKN and BAE Systems will be moving down to Bristol. We won't just lose 40 jobs next time. It'll be a damn sight more. We have already started with pre-apprenticeship schemes to allow people, young people, to try what they feel is an aspiration into a reality, and that gives them the opportunity, along with apprenticeship schemes. And that's funded by the Isle of Wight Council. That's funded by you and I. I want to see more of it from central government. And that's what we should be doing, is hammering the door of central government. If the Isle of Wight Council, and I see some of my fellow councillors here, vote through extra money for apprenticeship schemes, we need central government to start pushing the boat out as well. And that's why I say we've got to start to look at the drawing back of austerity and see what we need to do. We need to help our young, make those aspirations and dreams reality.
Thank you, Ian.
Just for the benefit of listeners, by the way, because you can't see what's going on here, that was Ian Stevens for Independent. And Alex, thanks to the beauty of Twitter, can tell us that he is definitely a boy. Who's next to answer?
I'm glad he knows. The thing to think, apprentices, I mean, we're looking to double the apprentices as we have done during this Parliament. We need to get far more apprentices going. And the other point, of course, that Connor made was that he's a very intelligent young man. I've met him and Will sat next to him. And they're very astute and got lots of political opinion. They're not allowed to vote for some reason. And they should be allowed to vote. 16 and 17 year olds could vote in Scotland on their future. Why can't they be allowed to vote for one of us up here?
David, I want to jump in there. David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats. The question is, what is your party going to do to attract young people to return to the island?
To return to the island, we need to look at businesses which are going to be set up on the island. And I think we need to think about, there's lots of talk about trying to get the ferries improved and a fixed link and all that sort of thing. You can do stuff without putting stuff on ferries. There is the internet, and if we had a better internet connections and better Wi-Fi connections and better mobile connections around the island, we could have a tech island, not just an eco island.
Okay, any further comments before we wrap this up?
Stuart Blackmore for Labour, I think, was to say something.
So, 16 plus.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Sorry, Stuart Blackmore's just going to speak.
Thanks for allowing me to continue, Alan. The question was about attracting people back to the island, and we have to go back to incentivisation, and we have to give these people something that they want to come to. We want good schools for their kids to be educated at in turn. We want good housing for these people to come and stay in if they want to return to the island to work. These are basic human rights, and if we can get that thing right, the first of the building bricks, then we can go on and create an environment where these young people will want to come back and live in the island, base their families here, and their grandchildren will do the same thing.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Stuart for
Andrew Turner for Tories wants to have a word.
It struck me for a moment, many of the people who return at the age of about 40. Now, okay, you like them return earlier, and you would wish people would come to the island anyway. Why should we only talk about returners? Why not encourage people from elsewhere to come to the island for the first time? Those things are as essential too. But the education is vital. And I'm pleased to say that there have, in the last year or two, been attempts to improve things for the secondary schools, at least. We now have three good schools, which... Three, yes, out of eight, and it's not perfect, but we are moving in the right direction.
Thank you. Andrew Turner for Conservatives. Vic Slouthian for Green.
I want to add to what Andrew is saying about education. He's right. That is important, and it provides jobs for people to return to the island. We have a recruitment crisis in our education of on the island. Teachers, members of staff, we've got people who are leaving the profession, and we need to attract people to come here in a cycle. You need to make sure the schools are good, can attract further people. But housing is what I initially was going to talk about, because people cannot come back to the island if they're priced out with the average house price at £250,000. We need to make sure there's affordable housing, and we need to make sure our empty houses and our empty properties are put back into use.
Candidates, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And thank you to Alex Halsey for your question on Twitter.
And to Connor as well for the original question.
Okay then, so on to our final question.